Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure on this Friday, April 19th, to welcome a guest to the podcast. Today we have with us Terry Dye. Terry is our Thursday and Friday receptionist here at Mountain Brook Baptist, and she has become a really close friend. I love her prayerfulness, and I can't wait for you to hear more about her life and her ministry at the end of the podcast. Thank you, Terry, for being with us today.
Thank you for having me. And our first scripture is John 6, 41 through 59. I'm reading from the Passion Translation. When the Jews who were hostile to Jesus heard him say, "I am the bread that came down from heaven," they immediately began to complain. "How can he say these things about himself? We know him and we know his parents. How dare he say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus responded, "Stop your grumbling. The only way people come to me is by the Father who sent me. He pulls on their hearts to embrace me and those who are drawn to me. I will certainly raise them up in the last day." Jesus continued, "It has been written by the prophets. They will all be taught by God himself. If you are really listening to the Father and learning directly from him, you will come to me, for I am the only one who has come from the Father's side, and I have seen the Father. I speak to you living truth. Unite your heart to me and believe, and you will experience eternal life. I am the true bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the desert and died, but standing there before you is the true bread that comes out of heaven. And when you eat this bread, you will never die. I alone am the living bread that has come to you from heaven. Eat this bread and you will live forever. The living bread I give you is my body, which I offer as a sacrifice so that all may live." These words of Jesus sparked an angry outburst among the Jews. They protested, saying, "Does this man expect us to eat his body?" Jesus replied to them, "Listen to this eternal truth. Unless you eat the body of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you will not have eternal life. Eternal life comes to the one who eats my body and drinks my blood, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my body is real food for your spirit, and my blood is real drink. The one who eats my body and drinks my blood lives in me, and I live in him. The Father of life sent me, and he is my life. In the same way, the one who feeds upon me, I will become his life. I am not like the bread your ancestors ate and later died. I am the living bread that comes from heaven. Eat this bread and you will live forever." Jesus preached this sermon in the synagogue in Capernaum. And now our second reading is Proverbs 14, 1 through 21. Every wise woman encourages and builds up her family, but a foolish woman over time will tear it down by her own actions. Lovers of truth follow the right path because of their wonderment and worship of God, but the devious display their disdain for him. The words of a proud fool will all come back to haunt him, but the words of the wise will become a shield of protection around them. The only clean stable is an empty stable. So if you want the work of an ox and to enjoy your abundant harvest, you'll have a mess or two to clean up. An honest witness will never lie, but a deceitful witness lies with every breath. The intellectually arrogant seek for wisdom, but they never seem to discover what they claim they're looking for. For revelation knowledge flows to the one who hungers for understanding. The words of the wise are like weapons of knowledge. If you need wise counsel, stay away from the fool, For the wisdom of the wise will keep life on the right track, while the fool only deceives himself and refuses to face reality. Fools mock the need for repentance, while the favor of God rests upon all his lovers. Don't expect anyone else to fully understand both the bitterness and the joys of all you experience in your life. The household of the wicked is soon torn apart, while the family of the righteous flourishes. You can rationalize it all you want and justify the path of error you have chosen, but you'll find out in the end that you took the road to destruction. Superficial laughter can hide a heavy heart, but when the laughter ends, the pain resurfaces. Those who turn from the truth get what they deserve, but a good person receives a sweet reward. A gullible person will believe anything, but a sensible person will confirm the facts. A wise person is careful in all things and turns quickly from evil, while the impetuous fool moves ahead with overconfidence. An impulsive person has a short fuse and can ruin everything, but the wise show self-control. The naive demonstrate a lack of wisdom, but the lovers of wisdom are crowned with revelation knowledge. Evil ones will pay tribute to good people and eventually come to be servants of the godly. The poor are disliked even by their neighbors, but everyone wants to get close to the wealthy. It's a sin to despise one who is less fortunate than you. But when you are kind to the poor, you will prosper and be blessed.
Thank you so much, Terry, for joining the podcast and for being such a wonderful receptionist and friend. I want to hear a little bit more about you. Tell me about your family and maybe a little bit about where you live.
Yes, I'll be glad to, Mary, and thank you for having me. I have three children, Rachel, my oldest, Ryan, my middle child, and Bethany. I have four grandchildren. My daughter has two children, and they are Riley and Sam. And then my son has two children. They're identical twins, Ruthie and Kate. And they are so much fun. I love them. I love my grandchildren.
Do you live close to your grandkids?
I don't now, but I'm in the process of trying to move closer to them.
That's wonderful.
And so the scriptures I've read this week have really helped me about wisdom and praying and seeking counsel. And the Lord's really helped me with that through this study of the Proverbs and John as well.
Now, but you came to us to be a receptionist several days a week, but was that your all-time career?
No, it wasn't. I've never really done anything like this, but I really love it. I was a registered nurse, and I worked as a nurse for 46 years. So I guess when I quit nursing, you know, I felt like part of my identity because it was most of my life. I was looking for something to just be around people, to just do a little work on the side. And my friend Renee DeRamus that works here as well, she told me about a position here, which I interviewed for. And the first day I got here, I met Vince right away. And we found out that we grew up in the same area. We're the same age, basically. And we talked and talked and talked about all that. And I just felt right at home. And then I met all the ministers and Jane, which has been great teaching me and helping me. What I love about this job is being able to help people as they come in, try to assist the ministers as they ask me. It's just a great environment. And all the people that I have met here at the church are lovely people, very loving and kind. And I've met a lot of friends. And some of them, you know, it's like I've known them forever. And Mary's one.
Well, you are very endearing. And so thank you for being a kind presence in the front door of our church.
Thank you.
Terry, I've been wanting to hear more about your testimony story. I know you got saved in the 70s, but there were some milestones along the way where the Lord was pursuing you. Would you share with us about your faith?
Yes, I'll be glad to, Mary. It all started when I was 4 years old. It was after Christmas. I had all these toys around me, and I remember this so well. I looked in a mirror, and I touched my face, and I really don't know how to describe it, but I knew I was sensing I was more than this body, that there was a soul. I had a soul. I didn't know the name of it at the time, but it was like I knew that there was more than just this physical life. But you know, that's just a very strong memory I have. And then through the years, the Lord would, I believe, was trying to deal with me and bring me towards Him. When I was a teenager, young teenager, I got into astrology. And I was really reading and studying. I even thought I wanted to be an astrologer. I mean, I was really into this. One of my friends, friend of mine, Wilda, she and her mother, they invited me to go to church with them. So I started going with them. And it wasn't long before I started feeling that tug in my heart. And I did come to the Lord during that time. And it was just like immediately I knew. I asked the Lord to save me and come into my heart, forgive me, be the Lord of my life. And I can remember we were getting ready to go on choir tour. And the Lord just spoke to my heart, get rid of all the stuff you had before. And I took all of those astrology books, everything that would not, I knew the Lord wanted me to get rid of. And I threw them all in the garbage. I wish I could have burnt them because that's what I think about them. They're worth burning. But, you know, I was young, so I just threw them away. I didn't want anyone else to read them. But the Lord started moving in my life, and I, you know, started growing in Him. And as we all do, we have times in our life where we drift, but yet the Lord was always there pulling me back. And He's been so gracious to me. And I truly was born again. When I realized that He had sacrificed everything for me, the Father had given His only Son, and Jesus willingly went to the cross. And when His blood was shed, that first drop of blood was for me and everyone else that comes to Him. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not a very rich person. I'm not totally poor, but everything I need has been provided. And honestly, many of my wants have been too.
You bring up a good point. One day you shared with me a simple prayer that you prayed in the morning commute to work. And it was a powerful example to me of your relationship with the Lord. Tell us a little bit about that story.
Oh, okay. That morning, as usual, I'm always running around trying to get ready. So I didn't have time to eat breakfast. And I was very hungry. And I thought, oh, well. And I said, Lord, and I really prayed this. I said, if there's one of those chicken biscuits left from the big time, I sure would like one if there's just one left over. And so I got to work and I didn't see any. And I thought, oh, well, but I knew I prayed that. About that time, Wayne comes walking down the stairs and he comes to the desk and he puts the biscuit up there and says, Terry, do you want this? And it was a Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit. And I said, oh my goodness, Lord, you provided. And he did.
There was one left and it was for you. Thank you for sharing that little joy of the Lord providing. Can you share another story of a small way that He has shown His great love for you?
I can. I was 18 years old. And yes, I do remember my youth. I was working at Sears in the credit department downtown Birmingham. And a bunch of us got in my car. We went to eat over on 6th Avenue South. We went to McDonald's. Well, of course, I had my first car was a 68 Nova. And it was the old-fashioned car where once you locked it, there are ways you could get into it. Well, we were getting ready to come back. We had a boss that was very strict, and we were young, and we wanted to get back in time. And I had locked us out of the car. So we're sitting there outside on a table, And I remember saying in my heart, Lord, if only I had a coat hanger. And I promise this is the truth. I turned my head, and in the grass next to where we were sitting, there was a coat hanger, but it was already fixed with the little circle so you could go into the car and pull it up.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. Those are things I never forget. And if he will do that, I mean, why do I doubt him on the big things? Lord, help my faith. I pray that help my faith. And he wants to help me to, you know, believe you and all you do and all you say.
As you were reading, there was one verse that made me almost want to chuckle.
It
was,
I did.
It was the verse about the clean stable. And all I could think about was my house and how much of a wreck it is.
Oh, so, yes.
Would you go back and read that verse for
us? I will. Okay, this is Proverbs 14:4, and this is what it says. The only clean stable is an empty stable. So if you want the work of an ox and to enjoy an abundant harvest, you'll have a mess or two to clean up.
All I could think about was my house.
Same here.
But I could also think about the wonderful blessing of relationships, me with my kids, and how much joy they bring. But anyway.
That's right.
Before we close, I'd like to hear of a couple of your favorite verses of Scripture.
Well, of course, we all love John 3:16. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth him would not perish, but have everlasting life. You know, if you want to walk with the Lord, when the Holy Spirit convicts you of sin in your life, that's the time we've got to go to him. He says to come boldly to the throne of grace and just come to him. He's waiting. He wants us to come to him. And 1 John 1:9, that has always helped me so much. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And that's how we get back in fellowship. The Lord loves us. He saved us when we receive him. When the Holy Spirit draws us and we ask Jesus in our heart, but we can drift and we can get on the carnal side if we're really not in the Word. And I've done that many times. But he's merciful. It's just like that one little sheep that runs away. He's going to leave the 99 and go after that one. And I used to pray, Lord, I just want to be that little sheep in your arms because I need you so much. I love the prayer of David in the Psalms when he says, create in me a clean heart, O God, that repentant prayer. And I ask the Lord to forgive me. And we know when we go to him and we confess our sin, he says he forgets. God can forget that. I can't. And sometimes the enemy, the accuser of the brethren, he brings it up all the time. But I've got to say, Lord, I know you forgave me, and I believe your word. And we have to just look to him.
Amen. Thank you, Terry, for joining us today. Thank you for reading and sharing a little bit about your testimony. Would you end our time together with prayer?
I'll be glad to. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for everything in life you've given to us and for everything you've meant to us. Lord, we can't comprehend your holiness, your greatness, your wonder, but you love us just as we are, and you want us to come to you. You give abundant life when we do trust you and walk with you. Lord, I've enjoyed so much being here at Mountain Brook Baptist Church. I love the people here. I guess I kind of consider it my second church because I'm around everyone here so much, and they all seem to love you so much. And Lord, just be with us in every area of our life and bless this church, Lord. Use this church. And Lord, I see how you do in many ways. Thank you again, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.